This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated the prestigious Sonmer Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defence logistics in the region. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways. The Prime Minister asserted that the work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees. Underlining the significant contribution of the tourism sector to India's journey towards becoming a developed nation, the Prime Minister remarked that improved connectivity will allow tourists to reach previously unexplored areas of Jammu and Kashmir.
Viksit Bharat ke safar mein bahut bada contribution hamare tourism sector ka hai. Behtar connectivity ke chalte Jammu Kashmir ke उन इलाकों तक भी टूरिस्ट पहुंच पाएंगे जो अभी तक अनछुए हैं साल 2024 में 2 करोड़ से अधिक टूरिस्ट जम्मू कश्मीर आए हैं यहां सोनमर्ग में भी 10 साल में 6 गुना ज्यादा टूरिस्ट बढ़े हैं
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर डॉक्टर एस जयशंकर हेल्ड टॉक्स विद स्पैनिश फॉरेन अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर होसे मैनुएल अल्बारेस इन मैड्रिड यस्टरडे In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he had a productive conversation on bilateral partnership including in trade, investment, defence, security, urban development, railways, among others took place during the meeting. The minister added that India appreciates Spain as a votary for stronger India-EU ties and a reliable Mediterranean partner. Dr. Jayashankar noted that both the countries signed agreements on sports and sustainable urban development. He also said that the exchanges throughout this year will strengthen Indo-Spanish ties and create new momentum for cooperation. Over 1 crore 58 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip in Triveni Sangam, a sacred confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and mythical Saraswati yesterday on Posh Purnima, the first day of Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. At the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, flower petals were showered from helicopters on devotees welcoming them to the holy city. The Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner to India, Muhammad Nurul Islam, was summoned by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, it was conveyed that with regard to security measures at the border, including on fencing, India observed all protocols and agreements between the two governments. The ministry said India conveyed its expectation that all earlier understandings will be implemented by Bangladesh and that there will be a cooperative approach to combating cross-border crimes. India has also reiterated its commitment to ensuring a crime-free border by effectively addressing the challenges of cross-border criminal activities, smuggling, movement of criminals and trafficking. It said barbed wire fencing, border lighting, installation of technical devices and cattle fences are measures for securing the border. In the United States, the outgoing Biden administration has imposed new restrictions on exporting indigenously developed AI chips aiming to curb China's military and industrial rise and blocking access to powerful AI chips and closed AI models. The decision made just a week before President Biden is set to leave the office is expected to heighten tensions with Beijing. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo stated that rules are designed to protect advanced AI technology and prevent it from reaching foreign adversaries. China and Russia, already blocked from buying advanced chips, will face additional restrictions on closed AI models which are often used for sensitive applications such as military or high-stakes commercial uses. India started their CoCo World Cup 2025 campaign with a thrilling victory over Nepal 42-37 in the Group A encounter. The match held in the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi proved to be an exciting contest, setting the tone for the tournament. From the Indian men's team, Aditya Ganpule fetched the best player of the match title and Shiva Reddy was the best attacker of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.